We're very pleased to be able to be some of the first people to tell you that the WTA Newcomer of the Year on the Women's Tennis Tour is a Canadian. Eugenie Bouchard named Newcomer of the Year. This is some pretty high praise and a pretty high company, along with Kim Clijsters. Both Williams sisters have won this award. Maria Sharapova, Martina Hingis. And she follows a couple years ago Milos Raonic, who she spent some of last night with at the Mattamy Athletic Center for his great charitable endeavor, winning Newcomer of the Year in 2011. She is also the only teenager in the WTA Top 40. Headed to Florida. She's kind enough to join us before catching a flight. Eugenie Bouchard joins us on Brady and Walker. Congratulations. What a great honor, huh?
Hi, thank you. Yeah, it is a nice honor. I feel like I had a good year, so to be, recognized for those hard matches and a lot of hard work is really nice.
And the momentum started to build for you. You win a match at the French Open. That seemed to be a big breakthrough for you. It helped to feed, I think, you into Wimbledon and obviously impressive at the U.S. Open. These are big strides for you, aren't they? Talk about your win at the French and what that did for you.
Yes, for sure. It was only my second Grand Slam and my first main draw Grand Slam. So just playing in the main draw was a big deal for me. And I was able to win a match, and that gave me a lot of confidence. And then I got to play on center court against Maria Sharapova. So, you know, big matches like that just gave me so much experience and helped me in my next matches. And then, you know, less than a month later, I was on center court at Wimbledon against Ivanovic. So I've had some pretty big matches this year, and I think that has helped to improve my level and therefore my ranking.
And you had the win in Wimbledon as in the junior Grand Slam final the year before. That factors in because people remember you. You know the ground so well. You know the atmosphere, and you know the travel to the venue and whatnot. It's very comfortable place for you.
Yes, for sure. I have great memories at Wimbledon. I feel like I play well on the grass because the ball bounces lower and it goes a bit faster, and that suits my aggressive game. And, I think the British fans like watching me play. So I played on court one in the finals last year, and then this year on center court in the second round of the main draw of the Slam. So, you know, I can't ask for much more, and hopefully next year I can do better.
Quebec's Eugenie Bouchard joining us, Newcomer of the Year, just announced this morning on the WTA. She's headed down to Florida, gets set for obviously a big 2014 starting down under. We talk about slams. I'm a fan my whole life. I watch the slams, but your tournament in Japan, do you look at that and say, that's as important as anything I accomplished in the slam, going to a final at this young age, playing a vet like Sam Stosur? How do you view that in terms of your overall 2013 achievements?
I think it was really important. It was able to... It let me finish my season on a really good note. And even though it was a smaller tournament, still being in the final of any WTA tournament is a big match. And I was really close to winning it, but lost and was pretty disappointed after. But I learned a lot, and I'll carry that through to next year. And hopefully I can get a title next year.
So the last 12 months, more people recognize you. More people ask things of you. What are the biggest life changes you've had to make from going from an 18-year-old with so much promise to a 19-year-old who... you're on the radar for an awful lot of Canadians who love tennis, who are really deep into it, and even those that aren't, they know who you are now.
It is nice, and it's great to see the support I have, especially when I come back home. There's always, you know, a lot of fuss around me, but I just try to focus on what I need to do. You know, I still have a lot to improve, and I don't want to end up at 32 as my career high, so I really just want to focus on improving my game and stay grounded and just keep working hard. I think that's the most important thing.
People say the tour is a grind. What is downtime like for you in terms of, we think about now, we saw the men get done in London and whatnot with their year-end tournament, but it's hard, isn't it? It's not like any other team sport with an off season. You only get a few weeks, and those weeks you got to make count also. You can't sit around and eat chips on the couch. You just don't do that.
Well, I did do that for a few weeks. I had 3 weeks off, so I spent 2 weeks in Montreal and then 1 week in Mexico on vacation. So I was able to enjoy that a little bit. But you're right, it's not that long of an off season. But at the same time, it's weird for me to not play tennis for 3 weeks, and now I'm going to train for a month, so I'm not going to end up playing a tournament for 2 whole months. So, I'm itching to get back, and I really just can't wait to get back to playing matches and being competitive.
Now, your coach, this is interesting, yesterday, it got a lot of press in England. Laura Robson, who's Britain's best player, is going to work a little bit with your coach. And that's not uncommon. It happens on the men's tour all the time. Tell us a little bit about that scenario. But he's going to consult, but he's your guy.
Yeah. I've worked with Nick since I was 12 years old. I was there full-time for 3 years at his academy in Florida. And now, and since, I've always been working with him part-time, but now I'm really going to make my base Florida. So he's going to travel with me to all the tournaments. And, you know, any players can go and train at his academy. So I think she's there right now training with him. But you know, that's how he operates, and that's fine with me. But on the road, he's going to be only coaching me.
Eugenie Bouchard joining us for a couple more minutes. So set us up for what January brings for you. Obviously, some first tournaments getting set down under. Where do you play before the Aussie Open?
Yeah, it's exciting. The first slam of the year. So I'm going to go. I actually have to leave end of December, and I'm playing the Hotman Cup, which is in Perth. It's an exhibition, and it's kind of country versus country. So I'm playing that with Milos. There's like one male and one female from each country. So that's the first week, which I should get some good matches in. And then I play the WTA tournament in Sydney and then Australian Open. So looking forward to the slams. I love Australia. It's a really cool place.
You have a good rapport with Milos, and you only you were at his charity event last night. You only see him for maybe, and you're only with the men so often. Everyone's on their own schedule. They've got their own lives. They've got their own personalities. But he's been great at building a brand, and I mean that in the positive way in Canada, in that everybody does know him, and he's been out there, and he's been accessible. Do you look at that and say, if I can emulate that on the women's side of things, I'd love to do that?
And he's also like 11 in the world, and I think that is the most important thing. So for me to get there, of course, it's about my results, and, you know, the rest will take care of itself. But, of course, you know, he's had great success, and we had fun at the charity event last night. So I'll look forward to playing an exhibition with him.